Thane Central Bank recruitment scam. Favoritism. Secrecy exposed. Work Well, Infotech, the controversial vendor behind the scam. Systemic secrecy, how Thane Central Bank flouted transparency norms. Ignoring IBPS, the deliberate sideline of a national recruitment giant, Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive. The Sprouts News special investigation team has exclusively exposed a major recruitment scam in Thane Central Bank's hiring for 165 posts. The bank favored the controversial Workwell Infotech, ignoring transparency and RTI queries. The opaque process also allegedly bypassed reservation norms, raising serious corruption concerns. Thane Central Bank recruitment under scanner. Allegations of favoritism and secrecy in hiring. Process. A major controversy has erupted over the ongoing staff recruitment at the Thane District Central Cooperative Bank. The process faces allegations of severe opacity and favoritism towards a single vendor. Activist Somnath Merkute has accused the bank of deliberately ignoring transparency norms and right to information, RTI queries. The recruitment for 165 vacant posts was advertised on August 18, 2025. Concerns were immediately raised about the bank's choice of conducting agency. The bank has a history of assigning recruitment contracts to Workwell Infotech Pvt Ltd. This company is already under scrutiny for its role in controversial recruitments in other districts. The vendor at the heart of the storm. Workwell Infotech's controversial past. Workwell Infotech is a company mired in allegations of submitting false experience certificates. Reports suggest it misled the Cooperative Commissioner's Office about its past work. The company allegedly claimed experience with entities like Damangayon Railway and Karad Municipal Council without valid contracts. This vendor is also facing multiple legal challenges in the Aurangabad and Mumbai High Court benches. Several public interest litigations, PILs, question its recruitment processes. Despite this, Thane Central Bank has repeatedly awarded it tenders for conducting examinations. The Sprouts News special investigation team found similar recruitments in Sangli, Raigad, and Ahmednagar were scrapped. These cancellations were due to irregularities and public outcry over the processes managed by the same firm. Systemic secrecy, how transparency norms are being flouted. A key allegation is the complete lack of transparency in the current hiring process. The bank has refused to share copies of answer sheets with candidates. It has also not publicly declared the final merit lists of candidates who were interviewed. This prevents applicants from verifying their scores or understanding the final selection criteria. Such secrecy violates standard recruitment practices for public sector units. It raises serious doubts about the fairness of the entire selection mechanism. Furthermore, the bank denied an RTI request seeking the board resolution for appointing the vendor. This refusal to disclose basic procedural documents has intensified suspicions of malintent. Ignoring national giants, the deliberate sidestepping of IBPS, activists and applicants had strongly recommended using the Institute of Banking Personnel Selection, IBPS. IBPS is a nationally renowned, government-approved agency for bank recruitments. It is known for its robust and transparent examination system. Using IBPS would have ensured credibility and widespread trust in the hiring process. However, the bank management has shown a clear preference for the controversial Workwell Infotech. This preference persists despite the known risks and past failures associated with the company. The bank's insistence on a vendor with a tainted record suggests a deeper, more problematic connection. It points towards a potential arrangement that benefits the management at the cost of meritorious candidates. Legal and social violations. Reservation quotas and nepotism concerns. The recruitment process also faces flak for allegedly ignoring mandatory reservation policies. A review of past recruitments shows no adherence to caste-based reservation norms. This illegal practice systematically disadvantages candidates from socially backward classes. There are also serious allegations of nepotism within the bank's powerful board of directors. Questions are being raised about how many relatives of board members have been appointed through these processes. A thorough probe into the assets of the board directors is now being demanded. Such practices ensure that wealthy and well-connected candidates are favored over truly meritorious ones. This corrupt system undermines the very purpose of public recruitment and betrays the trust of thousands of job seekers. Official apathy and the road ahead, protests and legal action promised. Despite formal complaints to the Cooperative Minister, Chief Secretary and Cooperative Commissioner, no action has been taken. The entire cooperative department appears to be turning a blind eye to the alleged scam. This inaction suggests a coordinated effort to protect the interests of those involved. Activist Somnath Mukhutay has declared his intention to file a public interest litigation in the High Court. He has also threatened to launch a hunger strike if the demands for a transparent, IBPS-led process are not met. The unfolding scandal at Thane's Central Bank is a testament to the deep-rooted corruption in cooperative sector recruitments. It highlights an urgent need for systemic overhaul and stricter regulatory oversight to restore fairness and public trust. This isn't just favoritism. It's an institutionalized scam designed to rob our youth of their future. Thane's Central Bank has chosen corruption over credibility. Somnath Purushottam Mirkute, Taluka President, Kalyan Taluka Rural Congress Committee.